There's a very interesting study been done this week, and to join us to talk about it is Professor Rami Aboud. Hello, Rami, how are you?
Hi, good evening, how are you?
Thank you for joining us. Now, people think that the more you spend on a pair of trainers, the better they're going to be for you in terms of your sporting prowess, but you're saying that's not the case.
Well, that's what we found in a study that we have conducted, and this is a part of a bigger study, in fact. So the paper that got published at the British Journal of Sports Medicine is only a small part of a much bigger study that has started some 5 years ago. Now, what we've done with this study is we have taken three brands, and in each brand we have taken low, medium, and high-cost running shoes, and we've compared these three within the same brand. And what we've used for that, we've used a system called Pedal that has electronic insoles, with 99 sensors, capable of measuring the pressure between the trainers and the plantar surface of the foot. And then we compared the outcome between the different price tags within each brand and then across the brands. And what we found is that the medium cost and the low cost running shoes are as good as the most expensive one, if not better, within the categories that we have chosen.
Now, you chose quite a sort of narrow price banding, if I may say so. I mean, a 30 quid for a pair of trainers, I think, in my book, is still quite expensive. I go and buy the tenner variety. So what do you think would happen if you bought the really cheap trainers?
Well, what we have done is we looked at the branded names. Now, this is one thing that we have not done is by looking at the non-branded ones. We've looked at the branded ones, and we have actually covered the price tag from £30 to £150. But this paper that got published now is only covering the 40 to 75 bracket.
Okay, so the bottom line is, don't waste money on some really expensive trainers because there's no benefit to your bones through doing that.
Well, the effect of cushioning that we found, as I said, in the low and medium was as good as the most expensive from the one that we tested. What I would advise the consumers is to buy is the trainer that is going to fit length and width and has to be comfortable for them. The shoes have to conform to their feet, and that should be irrespective of the price tag. Now, if someone is going to tell me that some of the higher end has support more than lower brand, I would dispute that, because within the branded names there are, at the lower end as well, support available for the feet. So you should go what is best for your feet, irrespective of the price tag.
So how do these big-name brands get away with telling us we should be parting with £100 for a set of trainers when actually your clinical evidence says that there's no benefit of doing that?
Well, I think that's a question that should go to the manufacturers.
But do you think, therefore, that will you be sending them a copy of this paper? Because
well,
I think it's very important. They're obviously ripping people off, aren't they?
Well, this paper is available for anybody to download from the journal. And we have, as I said, we have done extensive studies on these trainers, and that's why now we decided to send them one after the other. So there's going to be a series of papers coming out throughout this year covering endurance, covering how long would they go the extra mile, and so forth. So it has been a comprehensive study, not only using in-shoe pressure devices. We even used accelerometers to look at this effect, to look at the shock wave.
Okay, well, thank you very much for telling us about that, Rami.
Pleasure.
That's Professor Rami Aboud. He's from Nine Walls Hospital and Medical School at the University of Dundee.